This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program for Tuesday, the 15th of July. The Ides of July are upon us. The Ides, you're familiar with that term. Back to the Ides of March. Remember Et tu, Brute, Shakespeare, and all of the things that happened around that date. And then sort of over the years, people have taken a little poetic license with it. Okay, April 15th is tax day. Yeah, okay, it's the Ides of April. And then 15th, I mean, you get it. You get the whole picture. Okay, so anyway, halfway through the seventh month of 2014, with a lot of people thinking about the illegal immigration problem as the news media has made this a cause celeb, children showing up, but not just children. There are thousands of illegal adults that are streaming across the border as well. And they now have, whether you know it or not, legal procedural protection, like the right to an impartial hearing, to require the production of documents, to present evidence, to cross-examine those testifying against them, and to have their own lawyer present. You and I are paying for this. You and I, the American taxpayer, are paying for this due process, even though it appears that most will never be deported, and those who are deported, I'll tell you, from people that I've known, they send them back to their homes and they figure out a way of coming back here again. The procedural protections with there are 60, didn't we hear that? 60,000 plus unaccompanied children who have come across the border. Now, the information that I have that I went back to, I nosed around over the weekend to sort of get a feel or a fix on this thing so that you'd know a little bit more about than just the gab that a lot of people have. In other words, specifics. This number, 60,000, and it may be even more than that, have crossed the border, these children, since about Thanksgiving. So since November, these children have gotten taxpayer-funded representation at all their deportation hearings. The president requested $15 million. Part of the $3.7 billion request is $15 million for attorneys to represent the unaccompanied minors in their deportation removal proceedings. The president also has asked for an additional $1.1 million for immigration litigation attorneys who presumably would assist adult legal immigration in the proceedings. The immigrants, some of whom are with these children, some of them are just the normal numbers coming across the border. So the president is asking U.S. taxpayers to spend millions of dollars to help illegal immigrants who knowingly broke our laws to avoid deportation. Well, think about that for a second. The president wants you and me to pay to help these illegals who knowingly came here illegally. We're supposed to offer them protection. I had this conversation on the air, it seems to me, 3 or 4 days ago. And one of the people participating in the conversation said, well, you know, we're considered, I think it may have been Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service. We're considered to be the beacon of light. We're the hope. So we naturally are going to open our doors and we're going to open our arms to these people more then, let's say they went to any other country. I don't know whether Canada would be as open or not when it comes in. Canada's got a big immigration problem, illegal immigration problem, coming from other of the British colonies, not so much Hispanics, but a lot of people coming from Eastern Europe, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so that's a different story. If these people and the budget requests that go along with them, the money, we're talking about the money now, if this is not approved, other border functions will have to be cut. That's the threat from the Homeland Security Secretary. Quote, at the current burn rate, ICE is going to run out of money at mid-August, and we project that the other border patrol area, the agents, will run out of money mid-September. So in order to protect our country, we have, so they say, we have to come up with billions of dollars. What a contrast in reality, isn't it? I mean, think about it for a second. It just is I don't know. I've found this to be something that makes me ill, frankly. My stomach gets upset when I start thinking about what's going on in the name of in the name of fairness, the name of legality. So what say you on this? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. And so any of you who have something to say about the numbers, about the procedural protections, about the outlandish way that this kind of stuff seems to happen every day, all day long, these sorts of things are going on. It's craziness. In a moment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is going to talk to us about the problems, the physical problems, the health problems of some of these children coming across the border. That's up next here on Good Day.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing the fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
Mine's boring.
Whoa, talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's Great Race. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Join the Good Day gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStephan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale Season. I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is.
Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome ass. Responsibly.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, one of our medical experts. He goes through all of the periodicals, the medical sources to come up with the headlines from this week, information about how what's being researched may affect you. And I find it interesting. We've been talking a lot about immigrants, illegal and otherwise. You have a story about what comes into the country through these immigrants, health-wise.
My grandmother, who was 10 years old when she came to America with her mom and dad, my great-grandparents, told me so often about the times of the thorough physical exam she and her parents got before they were allowed to come into our country, and how a few of the people in her group who came across on the ship were sent back because they had infectious diseases. So this really is a story that I'm familiar with. And right now what's happening is illegal illegal immigrants are coming to America with active scabies and other infections, including tuberculosis. These two infections are not frequently seen in America. Scabies are a mite-type parasite that burrow under the skin, leading to itchiness and skin eruptions. The disease can be treated with either oral or tropical medication, Doug, to kill the insects. Central America is full of tropical diseases traditional American physicians are not trained to recognize.
Isn't that swell? So in addition to spending all this money to bring these people in, we're going to have to deal with their illnesses as well. That's really something that will help promote and make America a better place. That's my comment. Let's keep moving here. There's a new drug that's been developed for treating psoriasis. Now, I'm going to challenge Dr. Ken into pronouncing the name of this drug.
I wish you wouldn't have done that. But this is out of the New England Journal of Medicine, and I've been searching for the established, agreed way to pronounce this, and it just doesn't exist. It's secukinumab, and this is the scientific name. The brand name has not been established yet. But let me spell it, because this is really good news. S-E-C-U-K-I, N as in Nancy, U, M as in Mary, A-B. If you know anybody with psoriasis, this is where people incredibly scale. When they come to visit you, they will leave their skin material on whatever surface they go near. Gross. It's frustrating, embarrassing for them, for anyone around them. This is such fantastically great news out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week. This new drug called secukinumab has been shown in two clinical trials to rapidly and effectively treat psoriasis in some patients while causing fewer side effects than current pharmaceutical treatments. It's an engineered antibody against an inflammatory signaling protein that has been implicated in psoriasis. And the great news is the current treatment just in general turns down the immune system, but this selectively works on the part of the immune system which is attacking the skin.
All right, women's medical news. Getting regular pelvic exams, yes or no?
No, this is great news. Annals of Internal Medicine for all of our ladies. For decades, Doug, American women have routinely had a yearly pelvic exam. The aim is to spot cancers of the pelvic organs, infections, and abnormalities such as ovarian cysts or uterine fibroids. Well, the influential American College of Physicians this week is advising against routine pelvic exams for women who are not pregnant and have no symptoms of a potential problem. The reason? There's no good scientific evidence that screening exams benefit women. However, the new guidelines apply only to pelvic exams, and women should continue to have cervical cancer screenings.
All right. From the DIR department, inactivity is the main culprit in obesity. But, I mean, why even talk about that?
Well, this is American Journal of Medicine this week. You know, you've talked about why in America suddenly are people so obese. Lack of exercise and not a tendency to eat too much may explain why an increasing number of Americans are obese. There's been a sharp rise seen in the number of Americans who do not exercise. If we currently truly want to take control, Doug, of our health and our health care costs, then we need to provide safe places for physical activity.
Genucell with stem cell technology. How does it work on the bags and puffiness under one's eyes?
Ladies, are you tired of trying a wrinkle cream that simply does not work? And what about these bags under your eyes? That's why Genucell with instant effects is different. Genucell uses iSeril and state-of-the-art stem cell technology to target bags and puffiness under the eyes, and the results are incredible. You can also say goodbye to the fine lines and crow's feet around the eyes. In fact, you'll see results in 12 hours or your money back. Chamonix has been making the most effective all-natural skincare for 15 years. Chamonix products work better than anything you've ever used, and the results are transformative. Genucell is simply amazing. So stop the guessing game and start looking younger today. You'll see results in 12 hours and a complete transformation in your skin in 30 days or your money back.
800-822-6145 for Genucell. 800-822-6145. Recommended by Dr. Ken. 800-822-6145.
Hello, it's Tom. Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
A productive new singer is featured in our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Her name is Colby Calais, and she has a new song called Try.
Put your makeup on, get your nails done, curl your hair, run the extra mile, keep it slim, so they like you, so they like you. Be shy, girl, take it off. This is what you want to be wrong. Do we like you? Do you like you? You don't have to try so hard. You don't have to give it all away. You just have to get up, get up, get up, get up. You don't have to change a single thing. You don't have to try, try, try.
You have to see this video.
Well, this philosophy. Yeah, I think that there is a move afoot here, and it's overdue. The essence of women and the advertising that's aimed at women, how to be appealing, how to look more attractive, how to be different, how to look the way women should look, whatever that is, whatever that means. You would think it would be, and you don't see this sort of thing aimed at men.
So the video is all about women taking off of their makeup and just showing their natural self.
Mm-hmm.
And it has different women kind of singing the lyrics.
Yeah.
Where they're lip syncing her voice. And all the women have different looks. And they're all taking wipes and wiping off their makeup and just trying to be more themselves. It's very interesting. But to listen to the lyrics and to watch the video, it's interesting. I saw this going around on Facebook a lot this weekend, but never had the opportunity to watch it yet.
If you go back to Cleopatra, that's when you'll find this all started. Those of you who are trying to figure out why you spend so much money at the makeup counter at Macy's, or you buy some of the things to get rid of the puffiness. What is that? The product that we have that I'm always talking about. And I don't know, this is not about makeup. This is just about how you look underneath the makeup. And that's what this song is all about. First time that I've heard this addressed pronounced this way. Being a little facetious when I mentioned Cleopatra, but think about all of the elements, all the money that is made by telling you that you don't look good enough and you need to look better. And this song is aimed at you getting at your own beauty, your internal beauty, yourself. How do you feel about you? And beauty, as we all know, even though it sounds trite, begins inside. It's not outside.
It's the Rolling Stones song. Your shirts aren't starched enough.
You don't smoke the right cigarettes? That's a satisfaction.
Yeah.
Isn't that satisfaction?
Yeah. Satisfaction, yeah.
I mean, they kind of address the same thing there.
Yeah. Not in quite the same way, but...
No, but, I mean, they're basically... You aren't cool, you aren't in, you aren't doing the right thing.
Or vice versa, you buy the right car, and you'll be considered to be the hippest guy on your block. Or if you buy the right clothing, or if you live in the right house, or whatever it is. If you... Yeah, you go through that. Can we get to the lyric line faster?
Let me see if I write it.
But we really, there have been movies that have made fun of this. But the advertising business, I mean, where would I be? This program wouldn't exist. Radio wouldn't exist, as you know.
He just said the man that's on the radio.
Yeah, telling you. If you don't do what we're telling you to do in terms of advertising, get Jen yourself. Call 800-543-9262.
And up next, Warren Eckstein.
Next with us, the Major League Home Run Derby and the weather. That's Factor 28 after on Good Day. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body, and new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, in depth, 33 past the hour, 27 before the new hour. Let's spend some time. I'm going to invite my friend Uri Geller to come in here. He's in Israel and has firsthand accounting of what's going on between the Israelis and Hamas, the Palestinians. Egypt, interestingly enough, has presented a ceasefire plan to end all this heavy fighting between Israel and Hamas. It's in the Gaza Strip. Did you know that 185 people have been killed so far on both sides? The offer by Egypt marked the first sign of a breakthrough in a lot of efforts from people all around the world to try to end this conflict. The top leader in Gaza, the Hamas leader, said there was diplomatic movement. Israel's policymaking security cabinet was set to discuss the proposal. Arab foreign ministers discussing the plan last night. Everybody's together in Cairo. Secretary of State Kerry is going to be in the region today. The Egyptian foreign ministry announcing a three-step plan starting at 9 o'clock this morning with a ceasefire to go into effect. 12 hours of unconditional acceptance by the two sides. That would be followed by the opening of the Gaza border crossings and talks in Cairo between all these sides in just the next couple of days. The Gaza crossings ought to be open for people and goods once the security situation becomes stable. President Obama praising the Egyptian proposal, telling Muslim Americans that he's hopeful the plan can restore calm. Why is he just speaking to Muslim Americans? Why isn't he speaking to all Americans? What, Muslim Americans are the only ones that care about what's going on in the Middle East? What a foolish position to take if he's being quoted correctly here in this Associated Press story. The president, by the way, was at a White House dinner last night celebrating the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. He said, we are encouraged that Egypt has made a proposal to accomplish the goal of stopping the fighting. I don't know. He makes more plays all the time to have people question him and his religious affiliation. I get criticized whenever I say things like that, but I think he leaves himself open for criticism, frankly. In a moment, Uri Geller, who is my friend, the mentalist, same guy. Yep, he's living part-time in Israel now, his home country, and he has the story of what's been going on over the weekend. Up next here on Good Day.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body, and new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. The fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried in Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Sam Adams, Summer Ale season. I love the Summer Ale.
Summertime's here.
I like the citrus. Crisp and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer. Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. It was awesome.
Let's get right to it. The situation in Gaza, what's the key to halting fighting in Gaza? This is a region where honor is critical. Outside mediation is probably needed to reach a face-saving ceasefire between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Uri Geller, who is one of my best friends in life, is living part of the time in Israel, which is where he grew up. I had him on the air, I think, toward the end of last week. Had pictures that he posted on his Facebook page of the missiles going back and forth. So I thought, because there was more activity, more fighting over the weekend, that I'd have him on to update us. Not in his usual way, because Uri is one of the supreme mentalists in the world, and that's what he's known for. But because he's an Israeli, and because this is close to him, and because I trust his input, I thought he ought to bring us up to date as to what you were seeing from your home in Tel Aviv. Hi.
Hi, Doug.
thanks again for having me on your show for coming up to 14 years now. It's amazing that we haven't missed even 1 week. Yesterday, I drove down to the south where I gave performances to children in malls who were in, you know, in strong rooms and shelters for weeks upon weeks, trying to avoid the missiles coming in and exploding. I went to visit wounded in hospitals, and then I went to a secret base right next to Gaza. I met some soldiers and officers, and of course, you know, my spoon bending amazes everyone. And that's basically I'm traveling the country trying to boost morale and telling people that I am an optimist, I'm a positive thinker, I believe that there will be a solution very soon. But nevertheless, Doug, you must understand that a country cannot be constantly under threat of missiles. It's just unheard of in any other country. Just imagine, let's just visualize America being attacked by missiles on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. What do you think the government is going to do?
Well, I think you'd have a war because the end, you'd want to put an end to all of this. I was interested in the military, statement from Israeli military today saying it shot down an unmanned drone along the southern coastline. It's the first time that a drone has been encountered. And one wonders, there's no real government in Palestine that seems to have any power. And is that the problem? You got Hamas and the influence that they have. And so who's really in charge there?
Well, you know, in my opinion, in a way, Hamas, you know, is in charge right now because these drones and all these rockets and missiles, someone is funding that. You're talking about $100,000 when a missile goes up.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredibly expensive, this whole war. And the sad thing, the tragedy is that many of these missile launchers are based in hospital yards where innocent people, children, women live, and the Israeli Air Force is very meticulous, is very careful who and how they bomb. Just to give you an example, for instance, before a rocket goes into Gaza, there are leaflets being dropped, and the population there is being told by the Israeli army to evacuate the place. Sometimes tiny missiles are thrown just to scare them away from there before the big missiles come in, because they can indeed injure the innocent children, women, and just ordinary Palestinians who live there. It is the Hamas, they are getting more sophisticated. As you see, the drone was shot down. What is almost unbelievable, Doug, and give me another minute, is like there is like some kind of something protects Israel, because throughout all these missiles attacks and hundreds of missiles were fired into Israel. Most of them were shot down by the Iron Dome. I visited two Iron Domes yesterday. It's quite extraordinary and amazing to see how they are fired, and they explode next to the incoming rocket and they just blow it out of the sky. But what I was saying is that this has to be stopped, and I just don't understand why other major governments around the world don't get more involved politically in stopping the two sides. But we are not. Israel will not stop if we are being threatened and daily. I mean, I'm standing now here underground. Israel is small, so in most places when the sirens go, you know, children get scared, and it is not a good situation. Even animals, Doug, you've got cows. It's hard to believe how animals react to the sirens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here, and I will be here as long as it's necessary. And I pray for peace, and I hope that the politicians will move the earth to stop this from escalating.
One of the things that you mentioned, Uri Geller is with us here on Good Day. He's in Israel. The Israelis asked the people in northern Gaza to get out of the way, in essence, to get away from where they told them ahead of time they were going to bomb there. And apparently some Israeli troops crossed the border on a mission to destroy this launching site that was in an area, was the hospital or wherever it was, rather than chance hurting innocent people, they sent their troops over to do it instead of using airstrikes. Is that right?
Yeah, that is true. You know, I can't tell you a lot of things. I just can't, because I know a lot. By the way, there were some young Israeli commanders wounded. I actually saw one of them yesterday in the hospital in a certain southern town. But we are doing our best, everything we can do, not to injure innocent people, bystanders, women and children. We're doing our best, but this is war. And, you know, sometimes things go out of control. And that's all I can tell you. But let's hope that by this time next week, everything will quieten down.
Well, that's kind of why I wondered, while you have lived in England for a long time, lived in America at the height of your popularity here, you went back, you were in the 67 war, And I wondered why you went back. You have a choice, and you don't have to live in Israel. So it's a beautiful, listen, you know as well as I do. As a matter of fact, the next time I go to Israel, it'll be when I can stay at your house. I want to spend time in Israel. I find it a fascinating place. But to live there and be subject to all of this, even if you're not likely to be hurt, the psychology, the psychological impact that it has on a normal human being is, it's hard to understand why somebody would want to be in that, frankly. And that's sort of what
you're saying. Very, very much so. You know, it's scaring and damaging children on both sides, you can imagine.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But look, the right now, as we speak, there are negotiations going on.
There are always negotiations. This has gone on since 1948. There's back and forth every year. There's some kind. Sometimes it's more heightened than others. And they try to have peace talks. It's the same story that's repeated itself hundreds of times. It's no different.
Yeah, I agree with you, Doug. I agree with you. And there must be almost a miracle has to happen to get the two sides signing a peace accord. Look, remember, we have a peace agreement with Egypt. We have a peace agreement with Jordan. And
let's face it. The only reason there's a peace agreement with Israel, with between the Israelis and the Egyptians, is because the United States brokered it at the end of that war that we were just talking about by giving the Israelis $4 billion and the Egyptians $4 billion. Look, you stop the fighting, you get $4 billion of American taxpayers' money, and that's been the case ever since. Israelis get billions of dollars every year from America, and the Egyptians get billions of dollars every year from America. That's it. That's why there's no more fighting.
Yeah, that is true. I agree with you, Doug. And remember, war is a huge multi-billion-dollar business.
Of course it is. It's big business.
Yeah.
The military-industrial complex is out of control, not only in our country, but the Israelis have a big military-industrial complex. They have their technology in terms of the size of the country versus what they do technologically. The Israelis are brilliant. They are the fourth biggest economy when it comes to technology, and a lot of that gets applied to weapons.
We are actually number two in the world in high tech after China. It's incredible. Not America, not England, not Germany. It's Israel, number two position. And when I saw yesterday the Iron Dome, this is such a brilliant invention by an Israeli. I mean, can you just imagine 90% of all the Hamas missiles that were aimed at Tel Aviv, at Ashkelon, at Rehovot, even at Haifa, they were shot out of the sky and in front of our very own eyes. It's unbelievable. You can see it. I might be standing now here, and any moment a siren might start going. You have to immediately evacuate where you are and go into a sheltered, place.
Mm.
That is a must, because you just don't know. You don't know whether a missile is going to. But even when it explodes, the shrapnel, the pieces of iron, then fall, onto the ground, and you've got to take shelter. But this is an unbelievable invention that saved hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of lives. And the arm that built it is called Rafael. Right. Rafael is an arm of the IDF. And no doubt there are countries in line to buy the Iron Dome for their own their own safety.
Sounds like a television show. All right, Uri. We'll check with you tomorrow, perhaps. Uri Geller here on Good Day with an update of what's going on. The fighting in Gaza and in Israel over the weekend.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Traveling, a little traveling music here in a moment. We're going to bring in Michelle Gerson, who is a very interesting talk person. She formed a company called PassportRomance.com, combining her background as a relationship talk show host in New Jersey for a number of years and her love of travel. So we'll see what sort of romantic getaway she's got up her sleeve, if you know what I mean, right after these words here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, can a blanket gauge your mood? British Airways thinks it can. The airline is testing out a happiness blanket to help make its passengers more comfortable on flights. Loaded with fiber optics, the blanket connects to a neurosensory device and acts like a big cozy mood ring. Not every passenger flying British Airways will get to try out the blanket, though. The limited experiment is being tested on some flights between London and New York City. The catch? It also requires a headband loaded with electronic gear to measure activity.
activity in the brain, which sends the signal to the blanket via Bluetooth. The blanket turns blue if you're relaxed or red if you're anxious. That way, flight attendants can immediately tell whether or not they need to check on you. What's the study proved so far? Passengers are anxious when they first board a plane, but calm down after falling asleep or being served food or drinks. So, next time you fly somewhere, grab a snack, take a nap, and relax. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The Travel Report brought to you by Super 8. Go to super8.com to find a super destination. Super8.com. Michelle Gerson is here with us. So a lot of people are wondering, because of all of the activity, the malfeasance in the Middle East, especially in Israel, which is a great tourist destination in the main, not because there are a lot of activities going on there. Now, I've been there four times, Michelle, but what about going now?
Well, I have a few friends who are over there now, and they're in the middle of all of this, and they really said that they have not seen much. They're not really afraid. They've seen a few signs for shelters, but other than that, they said there's really no sign of war. I know I have two or three friends over there, and while they're cautious, they said it's not really a big deal, and people who are living there, I've reached out to them and asked if they're okay, and they really minimize it. I mean, personally, I was there. I loved it. I would highly recommend going. Maybe you want to wait a few weeks or a month to see how things pan out, if you don't want to have to worry about where you're going. And I know recently there were, airstrikes in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, so you may want to be a little cautious. But I would not let that deter you from going.
One of the things that I find in my traveling over there, you learn a lot about how people live under those conditions. And
yes.
One of the things I found most interesting the first time I was there was watching how people drive, because the cars are all beat up over there because they're all worried about the guy next to them. Is this person got a bomb in the car? And that's something to live with every day. But I think you're right when it comes to the news media and playing up all of this stuff. The scare tactics that are used are just reprehensible. There are things going on there that are not cool. Yep. Lots of places in the world where there are things that are not cool. In Chicago, where 60 people are shot. Yeah,
exactly.
Right. So where they didn't keep people from going there. And there's no difference, by the way. None whatsoever. It is exactly the same thing. So not one to be held in continence. What else do you find to be a good travel bargain these days from your research?
Well, other than Israel, I'll just stay on the Israel topic for a second. When I was there, I went over to Jordan. So I think, granted, the tension now between the two, but there's no tension between Jordan and Israel. But I think people in the back of their mind, they think, oh, an Arab country, I'm not going to go. But there are some wonderful tourist sites in Jordan. If you scuba dive, the scuba diving in Aqaba is terrific. Petra is amazing. Wadi Rum. And we stayed at the Kempinski hotels when we were there, one on the Dead Sea and one in Aqaba. And they're a true escape, really nice.
Well, one of the things that happens when you, depending on where in the world you're going, services, if you want a Western hotel, sometimes it's safe to try a brand, but also it's neat to get to know, if you do a little research, where the sort of romantic spots are, or the intriguing spots where there's good food. Amenities are mostly the same in that part of the world. Once you go to China and Asia, though, it's a lot different, and you got to really pick where you're going if you want to have amenities, if you know what I mean, like a toilet. That's something to check out. Check out PassportRomance.com. Michelle, thanks.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free.
Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.